Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
Is that what you think? Oh, we went see feeding back here. Give me 1 second. Okay, now, ready to go. This is Mudtoe Sasquatch, and this is my radio program. What is it? It's Midnight Garden. That's what it is. Here from a large city in the Midwest, I'm speaking to you from Mudtoe Central, which is my living room. And I'm very glad to have you here tonight. I'm repeating an experiment that I did some weeks back, where I'm taking a video of the show at the same time as it's being broadcast. So that's why you were hearing the echoes before. I've tried to remember last time, of course you all do, that you couldn't hear, the people in the video couldn't hear what was going on the radio. I had a couple of callers because the sound from the internet doesn't feed into the video recorder that I'm using. So I rigged up a couple of speakers to try and get around that. And so it does seem to be working, except you get there's a little bit of a delay and you get a lot of echoes. You get some echoes. But I want to run one more test here, and then I'm going to completely forget about that for the rest of the show. You aren't going to have to worry about it. You're not going to have to hear me talking about it. Here, I'm going to play a little bit of music here just to see how the microphone picks it up. So here's just a little bit of music, maybe. Oh, I have to unmute the mic. See, I'm not very good at this yet. So I unmute the mic and then magically. Okay, not too much because I don't want to run afoul of copyright rules. If I stay, I think it's under 15 seconds. I've got the fair use thing because it's a scientific experiment, right? Experiment to the procedures that I'm using. So there we go. Now let me get back to Mudtoe. You promised you weren't going to talk about this anymore. Okay, not going to talk about it anymore. I was going to speak to you about rain, and I may still do that. I've just kind of gone off of it since I first talked about it, first thought about what I was going to do on the show this morning, which often happens. I think in the morning, because the procedure, I think I've told you this before, is that I think of something I might want to do the show about. And then during the day, I sort of rehearse it a little bit. You know, I talk, what are the things I might actually say during the show so that I don't sound like some sort of bumbling fool while I'm actually speaking it. But what sometimes also happens is I kind of lose interest in what I was going to say. Now I'm starting to get panicky. That when I muted, what I muted was the speakers. I know I promised I wasn't going to talk about it. I'm sorry. I muted the speakers, not my microphone. So the microphone should still be working. Okay. I don't want there to do something. What happened to Mudtoe? He's gone. Okay. So proceed with confidence that the microphone is still working. So sometimes what happens is I'm getting the show, you know, walking around during the day talking about what I might talk about on the show, is I just kind of lose interest in it. I have an astrologer friend who used to call me an impossibly fussy Aquarius, which means I lose interest in things very quickly. In fact, it's very difficult for me to get into an argument. There are times I would like to get into an argument very much, but I just can't stay interested long enough. So there's that. But I will. I might talk a little about rain, why not? But I did want to have, because we haven't had sacred fire for a little while, so I want to go ahead and do that. And don't be alarmed, I do have this thingy to put the sacred fire in. Let me give that to you right now, if I can. There we go, whoosh, and we light it up. I'm picking up a breeze there because I have a fan running. And give that just a second to get heated up. Dun, 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 dun. And then sacred smoke. Ta-da! We'll just offer that to Sky Father, to Earth Mother, the Sun herself. And we'll just abbreviate the whole thing there and go ahead and place this aside. As it burns down, hopefully nothing will be damaged. So, how are you? Thanks for coming in and joining my little solo madhouse this evening. I don't believe you have seen, and if those of you are seeing the video right now, have, and the video is posted on my Facebook page, by the way, mudtoesasquatch.com. I don't believe you've seen this room of my house. I believe the only one I've done, well, I've done a Midnight Garden video from my kitchen, and I believe I did an earlier show, one of my previous incarnations from my bedroom, but I don't believe I've ever had the camera in here before. And you see, it is very simple and very small, but and very functional. I got the television behind me there, and Taki Buddha. You can't quite see him. You only see the globe. He's a Buddha, and he's holding a ball of electricity over his head. And a former lady friend inspired me to purchase that and put it in my room. I always think about her whenever he's lit up, because I was generally pretty lit up when I was around her. But anyway, I kicked something. This is also kind of a new setup for me with this. I've got stuff like underneath the table and all that, so I may be kicking as the show goes along. Hopefully that isn't going to affect anything. It seems to, boy, it's looking at yourself on the computer while you talk is really very distracting. I probably should just call. In fact, I don't even need to look at myself anymore, because I'm not going to move. It's not going to, like, the camera's going to lose track of me. I did what I wanted to do with the sacred smoke, so I'll just come and look at I've got the blog talk page up now, and nobody's in the phone queue. See, that's the thing. If somebody gets in the phone queue, then I can put them on the speakers and see how that works. Or if not, because it doesn't always happen. We'll just have to wait for another time for that to happen. But let's talk about – do I really want to talk about rain? I don't know. I mean, what happened was we've had a whole day of rain today. We haven't had any. We've just had blazing heat and sunshine for the past 2 to 3 weeks. And then we had some thunderstorms, but they were all at night. And I wake up this morning and it's gray overcast skies and a steady rain, which is kind of nice for a change. And I started giving some thought to some of the spiritual implications of rain in my life. And I really didn't think of anything, which is often the way this happens. Rain is nice. I like rain. Certainly it's necessary. Rain, I think, has a connection. I did think of one thing. It has a connection to the earliest times of our planet, because as our planet was cooling down from its 100% lava state, the water on our planet all existed as water vapor that was dissolved in the gaseous atmosphere around the planet. And as the planet cooled, the water began to condense and fall to the ground as rain, and that cooled things off and allowed life to emerge. And scientists call this the deluge. And I used to know how long it lasted, but I don't off the top of my head. I could look it up. Let me do that. That's one thing about having the internet at my disposal. I can get onto Google, maybe. There it is. And ask about the deluge. And I think maybe I'll Cambrian. Okay, it's hooked up with the Cambrian explosion, which is in the Cambrian epoch or era, or what, I don't know what the exact correct word. Of course, it has to do with evolution. So we got a lot of different opinions here on deluge of evidence for the flood. Okay, that's a Christianity thing. Let's see, evolution, creationism, let's look at what the Cambrian, they have to say about the Cambrian explosion. My memory is that there was a, you know, there was a bunch of rain and the planet cooled off, and then there was all kinds of different forms of life, more a greater diversity of life than we've had at any other time in the planet's history. And then almost all of that died out because it just didn't, you know, just didn't work for whatever reason or another. And then the sort of strains that we're familiar with now, mammals, reptiles, birds, little one-celled animals, viruses, et cetera, have come down to us from those times. Just type the deluge. There are a bunch of deluge history terms through the Swedish. Well, first to the Swedish invasion and occupation of the Commonwealth as a theater of the Second Northern War in 1655. That's not quite what I was looking for. Okay, well, I guess I don't have the deluge definition. Let's try that. A severe flood, or the biblical flood. Deluge definition by Merriam-Webster. Isn't it fun to watch me look things up? This is probably what happened to my second marriage. It's deluge in Hindi. Deluge in a sentence. Deluge system. Define. Inundate. Okay, it's not getting me there. We're just going to have to. You're going to have to trust me. Okay, there was a bunch of rain, and life began. Got a bunch of amino acids, and some scientists proved that amino acids could arise spontaneously from the chemicals and the conditions that existed on the world in the world at that time. And the amino acids were chemicals that could, molecules that could reproduce themselves and could combine. I believe they also could combine and change and react to changing conditions, or maybe that came later, I don't know. But it all started with the amino acids, and they got rained on, and there was life everywhere. So that's the only really spiritual, and it's everything I've talked about has been scientific, but it's a spiritual connection if you really believe that that's where life on Earth started. Certainly there are other ideas. Space aliens would be one. God said, let there be light, would be another. But if that's where you want to go, and that's where the scientific evidence places us, I had an argument, a short argument, with a scientist once. I keep wanting to say stop me for mistakes because I tell the same stories over and over again. But, you know, I don't think there's like a – I don't think my audience is made up of a lot of people who are just listening to me every week. There are some, but I think most people are probably, you know, hit and run. They come on in for a minute and then go. So for them, you know, they're hearing this all for the first time. So I guess I should share some of my best material if that's the case. There's a scientist, and I was at a seminar about scientific literacy, and this is while I was still in graduate school. And there was a test that they were giving to parents, a multiple choice test to see how sciencey they were, you know, how much they knew about science. And one of the questions was, I think it actually wasn't even multiple choice. It was true or false. The universe began with a large explosion. True or false? And I said I can't answer that question because I wasn't there. I mean, I know the scientific evidence points toward that. I know that there's a lot of narrative that's been built up that supports that. And I know I don't personally have a better explanation, but if you're going to say true, I mean, true, that's a loaded word. True is a big, loaded, taco, supreme word. And I couldn't go there. And this scientist was just incensed with me. And as before we left, he cornered me and for 15 minutes explained to me why it was the Big Bang Theory and why we should say that that's true. And I didn't want to argue again. I'm an Aquarius. I don't have time. I just thanked him and shook his hand and I left. But he hadn't changed my opinion. I mean, I don't know. I can say, yeah, okay, this is what the evidence suggests. There's a Big Bang. There's a deluge. There's a Cambrian explosion. There's all these things. But I wasn't there, so I don't know. The funny thing is, if I had been there, I probably wouldn't have known. So as we begin to things like global warming, which, yeah, I'm probably going to upset some of my friends now. I think as a matter of general principle, it's bad to put things into the atmosphere that weren't there before, or at least not in that amount. But I still have a hard time believing that things that human beings do can change the climate of the planet. I could be wrong. I could be wrong, and it's also true that if I am wrong, and you know, by the time you know it's proven that people are actually having this effect, it'll be far too late to do anything about it. So it's good to it's good to curtail. I mean, greenhouse. There's way too much greenhouse gases, what are called greenhouse gases, in the atmosphere. It is good to curtail them, whether you believe in global warming or not. It's a decision you make based on evidence. That you see what happens, you know, locally in localized situations where too much of one thing, you know, with some level of toxicity, gets concentrated in the environment, and the nature can't take it up. See, that's the thing. Nature has, according to what scientists are telling us, nature has run out of the ability to take up all the CO2 that's in the atmosphere. Normally, it would get dissolved in the oceans and the rivers and all that. And there's just too much. It can't happen. So the CO2 remains suspended or dissolved. I'm not sure which in the atmosphere. And it is said it causes some problems up there. It would not surprise me at all if it causes some problems up there. But just my friends are going to get mad at me. the exact architecture of that, I don't believe has been demonstrated convincingly. You know, how does that happen? Just like the idea of the ozone being broken down, I don't know that a convincing argument was ever made exactly how the CFCs got into the ozone and messed it up. I think without that, the freak out is pretty, I want to say superfluous, but that's not the word. It's not that it doesn't matter. It's that it's not going to get us anywhere. Okay. So I guess it doesn't matter in the sort of way that it's not causing progress. Now, then that's the same argument. You know, CFCs are bad on their own. I mean, why do we have to have this whole ozone breakdown, radiation, we're all going to die. Nuclear reactors are toxic. Why do we have to have, well, we have Fukushima. I mean, that happened. And before that, there was the Russian one. the children of whatever it is. Oh shit! God damn it! My brain is melted. I must have been in this place. The Russian nuclear plant that melted down. Well, anyway, there was that, and there was Three Mile Island before that. I mean, there's danger. Associated with these installations, why do we need to know more than that? Why do we have to have radiation from Fukushima is in our tilapia? We can prove it, and all those. Why do we have to? Why do we feel we have to have a certain level of hysteria in order to get? Well, I know the answer to that question, because no one listens to you. In our society and in any of our societies that's running now, except maybe the ones that have never been touched by Western or Eastern civilization, so-called civilization, if you're not yelling and screaming and waving your arms over your head, nobody listens to you. And the same reason we can't make any progress in the political arena. That's why there's just everything is division now. You can't anyone who would speak of working together. It's not about governing. It's about ruling. It's about everything has to be. Here's the program, and everything has to be this way, and nobody else wants to say anything about it. I'm sorry for you video people watching the video that I'm not looking at you. It's right. There's a little blue light. I'm trying to remember to look at the little blue light, but most of the time I just forget. And I think I mostly don't look at people when I'm talking to them either. Because sometimes, you know, I'm talking to my therapist, and I realize I haven't looked at him for like 10 minutes, and I look up, and he's just writing away, so... Must be some sort of significance to Mudtoe not looking. I didn't button my shirt either, doggone it. Yes, I did. Did I not? No, I didn't. Sorry. Because I'm just, you know, I'm walking around in this shirt and shorts. I'm not, I'm not dressed for the show because I'll be sitting down anyway. And I always wondered about people on the news because you can't see anything like below about here. Can you? Let me look at myself. There I am. Such a guy. Such a radio guy. And those listening to the radio have no idea what I'm talking about. Which is okay. It's fine. You're not missing anything. Let's see where we're at here. This is also the second time I've used the With Insights Direct Connect feature. Bypassing Skype because I'm mad at them. Skype went into my computer and updated my Skype software without asking me first. And their updated software, all the things are in different places now and I can't find them. Now, I did get Skype off of my automatic, you know, where it comes up as soon as you boot up the computer, which actually is nice because Skype runs so slow, particularly at the beginning. Waiting all day for Skype to start working. So I'm having my issues with Skype. So I went with Direct Connect today, and I never did. I went 2 weeks ago. I went with Direct Connect, and I never went back to listen to it to see how the sound was. And I know a couple of other of our hosts also use Direct Connect. So I hope. That means it's okay and that you are actually hearing me. And I also hope that my muting the speakers didn't cause you to stop hearing me for some reason. Oh, it's just, you know, if I did my research, if I did a little testing beforehand and I didn't just walk up to the computer 15 minutes before the show and just expect everything to work. But I don't. And I don't think I ever will. So... That's the meaning of that. Let's see. 6.5 minutes left. And we've gone from the Cambrian epoch to problems with Skype. So it's been a long, strange journey. Right? It's been about a 24-minute strange journey. And I didn't talk much about rain. Rain is okay. I'm good with rain. I don't particularly like being out in it, but makes the flowers grow and all that good stuff. We need rain. Don't know how much we need it in my neighborhood because, you know, we don't have any grass or trees or anything. It's all cement. But and I know my daughter's hometown, my daughter, where she grew up, is having a lot of flooding problems. So good wishes to them out there. Everybody stay dry. Go to higher ground. We used to have trouble. I used to live in a different city, a smaller city north of here, and we had flood issues from time to time. And I go into one time I was taking a trip overseas, and you had to get your tetanus updated, among other things, but I couldn't because they were out of tetanus because of all the flooding. if people would come in, you know, for with scratches and whatever, and then and they've been in the floodwaters, and they gave them tetanus. And anybody who was out working rescue or pulling things out of the river, they would all get tetanus shots. And so there's no tetanus for me. I had to go to Haiti with no tetanus. But I did get that a bunch of other things, including that one where you have all those hideous tumors grow all over you. And so I felt good about that. We were going into the jungle anyway. We went a little ways into the jungle, but not very far. My friend David went into the jungle, and he came back to talk about it. So the jungle, I think I had, you know, I was there for 10 days, and I'd had about as much of Haiti as I cared for, even without going into the jungle. It certainly is an eye-opener. There are things you take for granted, and you go someplace else, and they're just not there. We had a very nice rainy night while I was in Haiti, by the way. I'm going back to the subject of rain. You could watch, you know, we were looking out in Port-au-Prince. We were staying at a Christian Services International guest house. And it was a ways away. It was set back from the ocean front, but you could look out in that direction. You could see the sky, you know. And you could just, these storms would blow up, come in from over the water, and you could see them coming. And it didn't look good. And I took a couple of pictures of it. It's really kind of freaky, and the sky goes this kind of yellow-green color. And it just rains like hell, and it's like someone threw the rain at you. It's coming down that hard. And it doesn't last very long, though. And the sun comes back, and it's just humid because nothing cools anything off in Haiti. We had fans, but no air conditioning, and that was because electric service was so spotty. The joke always was you can count on 6 hours a day of electricity. You just don't know which six. You know, it might come in the middle of the night. Who knows? But I had one of those ceiling fans, and I was laying on my bunk. It was like dormitory style. I was in there with like three other guys, and the fan was spinning. And it was a little off balance, so going whoop, 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 whoop. And it made me think about the beginning of Apocalypse Now. You know, Saigon. I'm still only in Saigon. And I told my brother about that, and he got a kick out of it. So, a little more time, 2 minutes. I need to get ready because I want to do another. I want to do another speaker thing. I've got my exit music. What I believe to be my exit music queued up. So we'll go with that. And then, but before I do that, I have to, and I won't hear my 90-second warning, but I will see it. God, how boring this must be for you guys. But I'll learn. I swear I'll learn. I'll get better. And so that went. See, what will happen if I turn the sound on, then my voice will feed back through it, and I'll start getting echoes, then it'll start to whine and all of that. So it's really better to just wait until I'm just about to make this happen, and then, see, we're coming up to a minute left, and that's when I want to make it happen. So I want to thank you for listening to my program tonight, which was all about rain. I hope you learned something about rain, and we'll come back to learn something about whatever it is I advertise next time, but decide I don't really want to talk about. Okay, now I'm going to hit the speakers, and then I'm going to hit the exit music, and then we're going to be done. So have a pleasant good evening. We'll be right back.